Hello, my Secret Keeper girls. Welcome to our fifth Secret Keeper Girl date. Remember last time we talked about the fact that a woman's beauty has tremendous power. You know, that power just might run into a problem with today's fashion trends. I mean, belly rings, tattoos, lowriders. Where does a Secret Keeper girl draw the line with today's fashion? Let me tell you a story so that you can see just how out of place you might look if you're not careful with the power of your beauty. Once upon a time, nestled beneath a rocky mountain bluff, where the air was clean, the water crisp, and the trees green as can be, there was a dirty old farm where hundreds of chickens lived. These chickens spent their days doing three things. They'd strut around their little bodies as they'd walk, 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 and as they walked, they watched for crumbs to eat as they'd peck, peck, peck. All the while, they'd be warbling their own little sound as they'd talk, talk, talk. That was pretty much their life. Walk, 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 peck, 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 talk, talk, talk. One day, as all of the chickens were doing their walk, walk, walking, peck, peck, pecking, and talk, talk, talking, an exciting thing occurred. All of the chickens stopped. The biggest chicken egg ever to grace the farm was beginning to crack. Those little chickens walk, walk, walk themselves right over to see just what kind of chicken could possibly come out of such an egg. Suddenly, out came the oddest looking chicken they'd ever seen. They said just terrible things about the poor little yellow-nosed chicken. He just wasn't like all of the others. The little guy grew quickly, and he did his best to learn to walk, 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 peck, 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 talk, talk, talk. And boy, could he talk. While everyone else had their noses to the ground just peck, peck, pecking, this little guy had his eye on the sky. And as he was watching that sky one day, he spotted the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. A bird so big that its shadow covered him from miles above. It just seemed to soar on invisible waves of air. One day, he asked the nearby chicken, "So why don't we fly like that? That's so cool." The grouchy older chicken said, "We're chickens. You're a chicken. We don't soar like the eagle. We walk and we peck and we talk. Now back to it. Walk, walk, walk. Peck, peck, peck. Talk, talk, talk." Every day, that poor little chicken watched as all of the chickens around him just kept walk, walk, walking and peck, peck, pecking and talk, talk, talking. The great eagle in the sky was soaring, launching from the mountain bluff and catching great waves of air. It was almost as if the mighty bird were calling out to him to do the same thing. But every day, he'd ask another chicken, "Why don't we fly like that?" And he'd get the same answer. "We're chickens. You're a chicken. We don't soar like the eagles." The little chicken just wasn't satisfied. Down here in this little dirty farm, he was longing to soar above the mountaintops. One day, as he sat watching the great eagle soar, a new and strange chicken approached him. "I've been watching you," she said kindly. "I know why you desire to soar like that eagle." "You do?" asked the little chicken. "I sure do," she said. "For I saw you before you were born. I saw you roll down the mountain bluff. Your enormous egg landed right here in the midst of our dwelling, but you were not created to live here. You, my friend, are an eagle. You are meant to soar above us." The little chicken looked excitedly and gratefully at its new wise friend. He ruffled his feathers, and without a second thought, he mustered up all the effort he could and took to the sky, higher, 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 closer, closer, closer to the great eagle he'd watched for so long, until he was soaring, almost floating, right beside the great bird. He just had to decide if he was going to hang with the chickens or soar with the eagles. And so do you, my Secret Keeper girl. Are you going to lower yourself to the standards of today's fashion by strutting your stuff? Or are you going to soar like an eagle? While we're on the subject of the sky, let's look at Philippians 2, 14 and 15, where it says that when you and I obey God in any area of our lives, including the way that we dress, we shine like stars in the universe. Just imagine the dark night sky with one bright star laying upon it. That is you. When you're living for Jesus, you're like that bright spot that sticks out like crazy. I'm not saying that all fashion is bad. Lots of fashion is okay. But your job as a secret keeper girl is to figure out what's okay and what's not. Because a secret keeper girl understands the power of her beauty and that she must express her beauty carefully. Your Secret Keeper Girl challenge is to do just that. I'm sending you and your mom into a vintage clothing store to survive the fashion trends of yesteryears. And while you're there, I want you to remember that your beauty has great power, and a Secret Keeper Girl must learn to express her beauty carefully.